10:25, Earl Brooker in for Jerry Bader on the Jerry Bader Show today. And Bill Cosby, mistrial. Now, Jerry had pointed out that he was didn't know if we would ever find out. Apparently, we have now. But he guessed that it was one juror that refused to convict Cosby in the trial. Well, it turns out that number was twice as high. It was two out of the 12. But Jerry had it pegged pretty close. After 52 hours of tense deliberations, two holdouts in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial refused to convict the 79-year-old comedian. A juror told ABC News, the juror who spoke on the condition of remaining anonymous, said 10 of the 12 jurors agreed that Cosby was guilty on the first and third felony counts, and only one of the jurors thought he was guilty on the second count. The two holdouts were, quote, not moving no matter what, the juror told the network. Jurors initially voted overwhelmingly to acquit Cosby in all three counts of aggravated indecent assault, the juror said. Andrea Constan testified that Cosby drugged and molested her at his suburban Philadelphia home back in 2004. Cosby said the encounter with the former director of women's basketball operations at his alma mater, Temple University, was consensual. ABC published the interview with the juror Wednesday after Judge Stephen O'Neill ordered the public release of the jurors' names, granting the request by a dozen media organizations, including the Associated Press and the major TV networks. O'Neill warned jurors not to divulge what fellow jurors said during deliberations. And the Associated Press had tried contacting jurors for comment Wednesday, but was not immediately able to reach any of them. The juror who spoke to ABC said emotions were high as deliberations wore on in a cramped back room. That jury was sequestered. It was selected from Pittsburgh area and spent 2 weeks sequestered 300 miles from home. So two of the jurors were the folks that acquitted Bill Cosby. And also a report this morning about the U.S. jobless claims. They've edged up 3,000 to 241,000. That's the number of people that Americans applied for unemployment benefits in mid-June, underscoring the strength of a U.S. jobs market whose biggest problem is a growing shortage of qualified workers. Now, initial jobless claims rose by 3,000 to 241,000 in the 7 days, stretching from June 11th to June 17th. That's the Labor Department said on Thursday. Initial claims count people who apply for benefits after losing their jobs. New applications for benefits have registered less than 300,000 for 120 straight weeks, the longest streak since the early 1970s. So apparently things are improving. The number of people already collecting unemployment checks, 1.94 million, total less than 2 million for the 10th straight week. The last time so-called continuing claims were consistently under 2 million was in 1973. And U.S. futures markets pointed to a lower opening for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down a fraction of a point, but the strong labor market is a reflection of a steadily growing economy that's still quite sturdy. After 8 years of expansion, the ongoing expansion is now the third longest since World War II. So more to come after the news. Got a professor who has an anti-white message, causes a campus controversy. You'll understand why when I tell you about that. And the Democrats historically have gotten themselves in the circle and always have the unified step forward. Apparently, there might be a few cracks in that. We'll talk about that all coming up in just a little bit. Locally here, Melissa has got the news for us, and we'll be back with more of the Jerry Bader Show. I'm Earl Brooker. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.